deceived me, now here's a surprise. I know that you have, cause there's magic in my eyes. I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles.
Hello listeners, good afternoon. This is the Out of This World radio program with your host Ted Marr, broadcasting from the studios of KKNW in Bellevue, Washington on 1150 AM. The program focuses on out-of-this-world information, including psychic phenomena, metaphysics, and predictions for the coming years in the Seattle area and beyond. We will have only the best psychics and astrologers in the world on our program, and I guarantee it will be the most interesting program you've ever listened to. Today, we are fortunate to have as our guest a famous and well-known psychic, Mr. Joseph Jacobs, coming to us live from Los Angeles. He's an internationally known psychic who has counseled over 18,000 people since 1982. He was a pre-production consultant on NBC's The Other Side and has hosted his own local cable show. Joe has been heard on over 900 radio stations, wrote a newspaper column, and various articles. Guest appearances include Japan's Fuji Channel's Gold Passport, the Family Channel's Rise and Shine, Sally Jesse Raphael, along with appearances on many Los Angeles cable shows. Top CEOs have used Joe's services as a consultant on their business and personnel placements. Speaking engagements have included the Pritkin Institute, the Whole Life Expo, Fullerton College, 40 Plus, the Los Angeles Central Library, as well as appearances at numerous charitable functions. If you go to my website at outofthisworld1150.com, you'll find a link to Joe's website where you can find more information. Before we bring on Mr. Jacobson onto the program, I'd like to request a moment of silence for Dale Ross. He's the husband of a dear friend of mine, Candia Sanders. Dale has prostate cancer, and I appreciate it if everyone out there in the listening audience could please send your thoughts and prayers now to Dale for a speedy recovery from cancer. In addition, I would like to thank the many sponsors of this show, including my dear friend Carol, who's been designing my website and providing moral support, and without whose friendship and help, this program would not have been possible. My dear friend Ann Nelson, business professor at Walla Walla Community College, my angelic and earthly family, and numerous other businesses, including the Quest Bookstore in Seattle, the Leading Age Bookstore in Seattle, Viagra Crystal Book and Gem Store in Seattle. Our upcoming guests later this month and in February will include Daniel Brinkley, a famous medium and psychic, who will be coming on the program February 28th. Christine Day, an ambassador for the Pleiadian civilization, who will be on the program 1 week from today. Candia Sanders, one of the best medical psychics on the West Coast. L.A. Marzulli, a famous film producer. Dr. Stanley Monteith, Anuhu, and Angale Rose, two of the best Akashic readers in the United States. And Dewey Meyer from Portland, Oregon, who's one of the best past life regressionists. For those who'd like to call in, we'll be taking calls beginning about 3:30 p.m. if you'd like to ask Joe any questions. The call-in number is 425-373-5527, or within Western Washington, the toll-free number is 1-888-298-5569. Let's go right to the interview with Joe, since we're starting a little late today. Joe, are you there?
Yes, I said, and Happy New Year to you and all your listeners.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Joe. Thank you so much for being on the program today.
Wish you all a healthy and productive year.
Thanks. Joe, how did you get to be a psychic?
Well, my mother was psychic, and so I, not a professional, but I grew up with stories of her predictions, and people would, you know, friends and family would beg her, oh, please give me a reading, and she would say, no, I don't like to do it, and then she'd fix you lunch and give you a reading, you know. So growing up with a spiritual interest, I explored astrology, numerology, various methods, and as a dabbler. Mm-hmm. And in 1980, I went through a kind of rebirthing and started to get a lot of psychic impression. And it started with psychometry. Psychometry is where you take an object for someone, let's say a ring, a wallet. You return it, of course, unlike some con artist, and get certain impressions from that. And then I was living in Venice, California, And walking on the beach one day, a friend of mine said, "You got to talk to this guy over there." And I walked over. There was this Brit, long gray beard, long gray hair, looked like a comic book guru. And he said, "What's your birthday?" And I said, "January 12th. And he said, "Oh, you're a two of spades." And I said, "Yeah, nice, okay." And I started to walk away, and my friend said, no, listen to him. And he started to rattle off information about me that no one had ever told me, no system had ever said. And we got to be friends, and we would meet regularly, and he would show me this card system, which originally was called the Mystic Test Book. It was based on a book that was published in 1893 by a Chicago mystic, using the cards, the regular deck of cards, as almost a mystical computer. Where every day is a card, and so he was my teacher without looking for it. And then after learning the system and reading people close to me and seeing the validity of it, I decided to become professional on January 1st, 1982. And almost immediately, doors started to open to me. I started doing radio right away. Also made connections with psychic fairs, met some of the best psychics and astrologers in Los Angeles. They took me under their wing. We started an organization, a holistic organization for psychics to protect ourselves from the law and also to work on consumer advocacy. That was one of my missions whenever I did radio in the past. And by the way, Ted, I turned down a lot of shows, and I only do coast to coast now, and so that was my path. And it's been an incredible one.
Well, that's amazing, Joe. Well, I so appreciate you coming on. This is a new show. I come from a family of psychics. My foster mother was a master psychic, bless her soul. She passed away about a year and a half ago. And she taught me how to get in touch with the angels and spirits on the other side. Mm-hmm. The whole purpose of my program is to raise human consciousness. I think our future is very, very bright. And it's kind of a learning experience for me, too. I've learned so much by talking both to you and to other psychics and astrologers I've had on the program. And I know this is my place, and I'm very, very happy and grateful to have you on. When people talk to a psychic, what kinds of things do they need to be careful about?
Well, first of all, let's talk about why people go to see a psychic.
I
call it the three C's: curiosity, confirmation, and crisis.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Confirmation, you have an idea of where you're going. You have some plans in your life. You want a second opinion. Mm-hmm. You have an interest in metaphysics. So you may see an astrologer. You may see me. You may see a numerologist, et cetera. Mm-hmm. Curiosity, you know, people have just like different spiritual experiences the way you do, for instance.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And crisis is when people are in trouble. They have had problems with relationship, career, a series of deaths in the family, which is which happens from time to time. And very often people in crisis, I try to discourage. I say, well, maybe you need to see a lawyer, you know, maybe you need to see a doctor, et cetera.
Sure.
But if they're calm enough, I can read them if they will make use of the reading. The thing to watch out for is anybody trying to con you, trying to tell you that there's a curse on you, and that only they can remove it and create a dependency, ask mm-hmm. you for sometimes thousands of dollars of people who are in mourning or in crisis. And those are the con artists. There are also a lot of people who think they're psychic. They've learned a little bit about the tarot deck or some other system and go out there and do readings. I always say don't go to a psychic who hasn't had therapy, and don't go to a therapist who isn't spiritual.
Because a therapist who isn't spiritual then isn't in touch with the other side, and I would think that person will only give you half the answers.
Yeah, and they're based totally scientifically, and there are other things that are going on in our lives.
Sure. Well, John, I'm very, very curious. What kinds of things do you see happening that might happen this year?
I prepared a whole bunch of stuff for you. First of all, let's look at Iran. If we can settle what we need to do with Iran by February 10th, it looks like Iran can prosper over the next couple of years and go through some positive changes. Mm-hmm. It looks to me like the Philippines may again have a serious situation with weather between August and mid-October, end of August, mid-October. Japan seems to have an economic crisis going on between June 24th and August 14th, and they may be printing money or the government may be laying out a lot of money. Now, if this goes into construction and possibly into Fukushima also, November 27th or January 18th looks particularly good. Mm-hmm. There's a U.S. fiscal issue, a lot of emotionalism, a lot of worry between March 22nd and May 13th. It could be because of Congress and the debt ceiling. Mm-hmm. Israel seems to have a problem right around that time, February, March also. Something with weather conditions, labor problems, health issues that arise. The Syrian war seems to be intensifying, and I see that happening for the next 2 months as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The good news is...
Yeah, let's hear some good news.
State of Washington. The state of Washington really is in a wonderful year. And it looks like a very exciting football. I don't follow sports, but I have a feeling it's going to be very exciting football time. But it seems to be land profiting is going on and business expansion is going on. So Washington is going to see one of its best years. I'm worried about Canada, surprisingly. I was very surprised when I looked at Canada. I see a lot of problems after July 1st for a whole year. A lot of seriousness. Now, looking at the whole globe, the most dangerous times of the year where you will see accidents and heavy weather conditions and loss of property and life will be February and November. So be prepared. Also, September will see some heavy rainfall, a lot of weather problems. And this is a year of self-examination, a revitalization of religious interest on a new level, maybe caused by the new Pope. I'm not a Catholic, but I have a great deal of admiration for where he comes from. I see a lot of health and epidemic problems. I also see a lot of health breakthroughs, a lot of new ways of healing. So that's a lot of research and development going on in health. Those are some of the things that I see.
I see.
Also, China, China's having a lot of problems. And June 9th through July 31st looks particularly disastrous, and that could be with labor and weather conditions as well. Mm-hmm. So we are experiencing the global warming that's so many have denied, and I think this year will be a very heavy weather year. But Washington is going to come through nicely.
Well, that's good. That's good to know, Joe. I know a friend of mine earlier today said, be sure to ask Joe about the Seahawks game. And I said, well, you've already said they're going to have an exciting year, so that's a good step. That's a good thing.
They've set up an earthquake detector. Because the roar, the crowd, and the stamping and the whatnot causes some earthquake reactions on the scale. So this should be an interesting weekend.
Well, that's good. That's good. One thing you mentioned, Joe, about the global warming effects is, do you see the weather, for example, the Midwest is considered the breadbasket of the world, basically. Do you see any problems with that, kind of weather-related food problems this year?
Yeah, I do in the harvest, especially at harvest time.
Around September, August. Do you see much higher prices for wheat, corn, soybeans, those kinds of things?
Well, I won't particularize at this point because I haven't looked in that area, but I know that there are a lot of obstacles this year, and those obstacles need to be analyzed and looked at if we're going to improve. You know, the economy is getting better. There's a little bit less unemployment, although many people are still unemployed. I've been asked about the economy. There's a slight improvements, but both economists on the left and on the right, when the crash happened, predicted a 10-year process. And I think we've done very well in terms of where we were. A lot of good things have been done, but I don't see the economy getting back to where it was until about 2016, and I don't usually like to go that far ahead.
Sure. Some people have predicted a conflict in the Middle East, Joe. Now, this goes out a couple of years now, 2015, 2016. You mentioned before that if we can settle with Iran by February 10th, then any problems with that country they don't need to happen in the future. It's nice to know that because certainly I don't think if people came to a vote, people want a conflict in the Middle East again. But you're saying that
Ted, there is a conflict in the Middle East. It's Syria, and it's spilling over into other countries, into Lebanon and Iraq.
Sure.
And you're going to see a little bit more of that. So that's a very unsettled area. It has been for at least 3,000 years.
Oh, absolutely. Well, great. Well, I wanted to remind listeners, if you'd like to call in, the phone number at studios here is 425-373-5527, or outside of Western Washington, our toll-free number is 1-888-298-5569. Why don't we take that call then?
All right, Ted. Well, why don't we talk to Shirley in Snohomish?
Okay.
Shirley is her birthday is 10/24, and she's 37 years old. So hopefully that helps, Joseph.
Yeah, that's excellent. I like the way you did that. Shirley, you are a youthful, very creative a person, wonderful at communication, a love of harmony, which can guide you into a love of music, into healing, even into balancing the books for a living, and a little bit of an addictive tendency. You can be a little bit addictive, compulsive, so be careful of that. Kind of hold on to things. You were in a particularly good time financially. There may have been some bonus time between October 24 and December 14. You seem to be a little bit uncertain about what to do right now. Should I take classes? Should I move? What are my options here?
And, right.
And you could be feeling a little bit depressed. I think I kind of see a move, a change after March 29th.
Okay.
Use your adaptability and creativity at that time. You could be traveling at that time. What questions do you have?
It was mainly geared towards career, some guidance in that area. Right now I do massage therapy, and I've been doing that for the last 10 years, and my body's getting tired.
All right. Well, you may be looking at other healing modalities.
Right, yes.
You know, nutrition. Doing it in an easier way, getting more more results with less effort. You are in an important time to send, to get out messages, to publicize, and to promote between February 6th and March 29th. There seems to be an outlay of money. It could be taxes between March 30th and May 20th. But careful of the of your financial situation at that time. And there may be a move or a change also. You may try to network with other people and work with other people, perhaps chiropractors, and write more, get more of your information out there to attract more people. Does that help?
Yes, it does. Thank you very much.
Very well.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you, Shirley, for being on. Appreciate it. Hey, Joe. Bye. Hey, Joe, can you hear me okay?
I can. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you fine. Do you mind if I ask you about myself?
Well, you're November 2nd. Will you tell me your age?
Right, November 2nd, 59.
And you're 59?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. You sound a lot younger, and you probably will be. Restless. Creative, adaptable, changeable, the kind of freedom at any cost with a powerful maternal figure in your life, and a perennial student, good at sales, communication, you have a good legal mind, you're innovative, enormous interest in health and spirituality, as we all know, careful of gambling, and careful with your investments. The best investments for you are land and real estate. And the best long-term investment. I'm giving you a miniature natal reading right now.
Okay.
Last year was a difficult year for you, but with your birthday, you come into a very constructive time after your birthday. There's a lot of popularity and anything having to do with groups, conventions, speaking engagements right now through February 14th, you're in a good time to promote and sell what you're doing February 15th through April 7th, but be a little bit careful of an agent or a man you're dealing with at that time. Make sure that they're reliable. Looks like you're in a very good time to form a relationship also April 8th through May 29th. And also a contact with a large corporation at that time. It's almost like building a family within a company at that time. But watch your obligations, time, and taxes between May 30th and July 20th.
Okay.
So you're in a forward moving year. Also, give it your time somehow. If there are any charities, any issues that are important to you, you're learning an awful lot about finance. That's for sure this year.
Hmm. Wonderful. Well, I've applied for this program to go on Sirius XM. I've also will be broadcasting soon on the Portland, Oregon station KBOO at 90.7 FM. I'm also contacting other public radio stations across the United States and Canada, because I do want to have the program extend. So I appreciate your insight.
You're a children. Jack of all trades.
Well, I try. Believe me, I try. let me give the number again for everyone. The number here to call in is 425-373-5527. That's anywhere in the United States you can call, or Canada, or our toll-free number here is 1-888-298-5569. Joe, do you need the person present in order to do a quick reading for them, or if I give you somebody's name and birthday, would that could you do
I
it
do
that
all
way?
My readings over the phone, so.
Okay, well, let's take a break for a moment, friends, and then we'll be right back after this commercial break. All right. Hello, listeners. This is Ted Marr from the Out of This World radio program, and I'd like to introduce our friends to Ahanu and Gail Rose. They are some of the best Akashic psychic readers in the country. Their services encompass accessing one's Akashic record. I think I'd like to just bring them on, and they can tell you a little bit about their work. Ahanu and Gail, could you tell us a little bit about the kind of work you do and the services you provide?
Yes. Well, I offer Akashic record readings, and really, the Akashic Records are the library of really the universe and creation and a person's soul journey through time. So the reading is a much deeper level. I was a tarot reader for 35 years, switched over to reading the records because of the quality of information that was coming through. But our biggest work is that we do groups every Sunday online, Akashic groups, where people bring very wide and varied spiritual questions to Source itself, about the world, about healing.
About relationships.
Relationships.
About big questions like, who are we and why are we here and what's going on the planet and where did we come from and where are we going? And it's not designed for personal questions, but for big universal questions of that nature. And it's a very, very popular group. It's more or less a very, very healing service in terms of intellectually understanding what's going on with people and their lives and their relationships. And we've helped people all over the world in this way.
And Ahanu is a wonderful spirit artist, and he paints what the spirit of love looks like inside a person. So his work is also very, very life transformative.
You both are doing such fantastic work. I've heard before that love is the most powerful force in the universe. And certainly if you're accessing that through the Akashic Records and also accessing the Supreme Being, your work is truly tremendous for people.
Yes, and we're, as you know, Ted, we're also a twin flame couple, which means that a lot of twin flames are meeting each other and coming together now on the planet, or at least having the opportunity to. And that's all designed also for this time period we're in to bring back that divine masculine and feminine energy in perfect balance so that we can move things along on this planet and actually solidify the male and female that's within all of us.
Well, that's just so incredibly fantastic. I met my own twin flame, reconnected with her last year after a hiatus of 30 years of searching for her. So I know what you mean by twin flame. You'll be on our program on February 14th, Valentine's Day. We'll be talking about twin flames and soulmates and true loves. And I can't wait to have you both on.
Sounds great.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, listeners, their website is linked up to my website, and my website is outofthisworld1150.com. And if you go there and just go to the link for Ahanu and Angel Rose, you'll see their show scheduled for February 14th, along with the link to their website. I strongly, strongly urge you to contact them if you'd like answers to why you're here, who is my twin flame or true love. And they can answer by accessing the Akashic Records and the Supreme Being. They can answer, probably provide answers for any question you want.
Don't touch that dial. You might miss something life-changing. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Okay. Hello, listeners. Welcome back to Out of This World with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting from the studios of KKNW, 1150 AM. We have several callers on the line. Let's go to Jerry in Spokane. Jerry, are you there?
Hi, Jerry.
Yes.
You too are very much a people person, although you easily get disappointed in the stupidity of others or the injustice of the world, like that Peggy Lee song, Is That All There Is? I've been going through some emotional changes in your people, changes in people, it looks like to me. It's almost like you want a divorce. There could be a shift or a change in your working situation between February 8th and March 31st. I do see you in a very positive group involvement, social involvement, between April 1st and May 22nd. What did you want to ask me?
Well, I just recently retired from public service. I was a deputy prosecuting attorney and wanted to know if I was going to have successful retirement years.
Well, I always recommend before people retire, sometimes a year or two before, start a business or start some project or get involved in some social organization or charitable organization, because you are very service-oriented, lifelong. And so find something in the spring. You may need a little bit of a vacation time, a little downtime. It's like when somebody comes out of the military, they become a couch potato for a couple of months. And you deserve that. But I kind of see you doing pro bono work or getting involved more in your community.
Okay.
So I don't see total retirement for you. Okay.
Okay.
Any question?
Will this be a happy time for me, retirement?
I think so. If you plug into your interests, if you start working on making a list of things that you've always been meaning to do, like a bucket list of things that you've been meaning to do, and begin to sketch those out and find some time for that.
Okay.
You know, you are very humanitarian and very socially conscious, and so there are involvements available to you that look very, very good. I don't want you to be worried, but men are sometimes reluctant to see a doctor. I don't see anything wrong with you, but be sure to get a checkup this summer between July 14 and September 3rd. And it's
okay.
Nothing to worry about. Nothing to worry about. Just keep working on your health.
Yes, I plan to do that. That's
good.
Very good advice.
Very good.
Well, Jerry, thanks so much for calling in. You have a good day.
Okay, you too. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. All right, Jerry. Bye. Are you there, friend?
Stephanie? Is that Stephanie? Is Stephanie there?
We should have Stephanie on the line now. Welcome to the Out of This World show, Stephanie. Thanks for calling in today.
Thank you for taking my call.
Stephanie, you're a walking computer. You're constantly taking in information, constantly disseminating information, reading. You're innovative. You're very creative, very humanitarian. Can work well with the public, and looked like the holidays were okay for you. Although you may have been a little bit overwhelmed by some family issues right around that time. Socially, you may sort of finish or let go of certain issues through February 11th. But it looks like you need to make a work decision, and there may be some contracts and paperwork that needs to be looked over very carefully between February 12th and April 4. What question do you have?
Well, that about the work. I just was in a bodywork session, and was that topic came up in my head after this work, and I asked my higher self, what else is possible for this situation?
What situation?
I don't really have a particular wish. I really enjoy what I do. I just don't like all the politics and the BS surrounding it.
Yeah, but that's everywhere. You know, it's in every school or college, every corporation. It even goes on in religious organizations. You know, the backbiting and the inner circle, the outer circle. What I want to tell you is that age 53 and 54 are really tough years to go through. And if you see them as going back to the school of life and learning about life all over again, you come through very, very successfully at 55 and 56. So you've got a lot to look forward to.
That's what it feels like. It feels like I'm alone.
You're only as alone as you choose to be.
Good advice. Good advice.
You need to find some organizations with intellectual stimulation. Organizations with creative outlets. A book club, perhaps. Get involved. You have a lot to offer, and you have a lot to get. Okay?
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you.
Thank you.
Happy New Year, Stephanie. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Are we ready to take Ann?
Yes, of course.
All right, let's bring on Ann from Eastern Washington.
Hello, Ann. Welcome to the Out of This World program.
Hello, guys.
Yes.
I'm wondering about having a reading.
Yeah. You're a lot of learning about how to handle money and what to do with money and where do I get it and what do I do with it once I've got it. Very humanitarian also. You work well with organizations that are charitable or helpful to the public. You're 52 now?
Yes.
All right. So you may have gone through some misunderstandings, during the summer and some difficulties in relationship with a woman in particular during the summer. I think you're at a very good time meet someone right now. You're a very good time, whether it's occupational or in terms of romance, and a very good time to work with and meet men. I think you need to work on your creativity also. Then with your birthday, which is, kind of coming up pretty soon, you're going to kind of feel rejuvenated. There's a lot depends on your cooperation with others, brainstorming with others, exchanging ideas and partnerships and how you handle partnerships. And some of those cooperative efforts can also guide you into some benefits this summer. Since this is a good year for real estate in Washington, that's something that you can be very fortunate in, by the way. What do you want to ask me?
Well, it really was in regard to, money and finances and what I do for a living, and is this going to be it for me, or will there be more down the road?
What do you do for a living?
I currently teach.
Well, teaching is very good. You might want to go into some research now or after your birthday and explore other things that you want. That you want to work on.
Okay.
And there just may be some labor issues that arise on how you work with people, and there may be some obstacles with people between March 17th and May 7th. But you come through that particular cycle very, very well. And,
okay.
And it looks to me like you've got a magnificent summer to work on your special talents. Sometimes you kind of fence it. I'd like to do this, but then I could be doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And making a decision on several things that you want to work on, reprioritizing those decisions, and then taking action.
Okay.
Worry and fence sitting are your problems. You're attractive, you're talented, you're gifted, you're big-hearted. And you're very good at what you do, but there may be other talents that you have that you're not making use of.
Okay.
And they're sort of on the back burner. Bring them to the fore and begin to sketch them out and explore and talk to people about them and see if there are others that you can involve. A lot depends on cooperation and partnership and brainstorming right now with your birthday.
Thank
and
you.
Happy birthday.
Well, thank you so much. Have a great new year, you too.
You too.
Thank you, Ann. Happy New Year to you, too.
Okay.
Great. Well, that was just fascinating, Joe. Thank you so much. And I want to remind listeners again, if you've just tuning in, this is the Out of This World program with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting from the studios of KKNW on 1150 AM in Bellevue, Washington. The call-in number for the show is 425.
Ted, I'm sorry, but if I can just butt in, we've got a couple callers on hold, and we've only got 9 minutes. So number again, I'd love to bring Kim on from Everett. Her birthday is February 3rd, and she's 54 years old.
Okay.
Go ahead, Kim. Welcome to the show.
Welcome, Kim.
Hi, Kim.
Humanitarian and big-hearted. You also kind of hard worker. Each of us in this lifetime learns certain lessons, and a lot of your enlightenment comes through whatever work you do. It's almost like you can't stop working. And because you see the big picture, you're a humanitarian, you can easily also be easily disappointed in other people or the stupidity of others. You've just entered a 5-year roller coaster ride in which can be very successful at times and have some obstacles, lessons along the way. But if you see that as I'm going back to the school of life to learn about life all over again, and this is a 5-year cycle that will take you through age 57, you do very, very well. How you handle your finances is going to be important. Doing a lot of accounting work and going over finances very carefully between March 27th and May 17th. Actually, that'll take you through July 8th with financial obligations, possibly IRS issues. You have the help of a man. A man can be very helpful to you between July 9th and August 29th. And that can also be a wonderful time to travel, either with a man or to see a man. What did you want to ask me about?
I kind of just what you see for me this year, like in moving or at home or at work.
Well, I think it's pretty much going to be the same, but then other opportunities could arise work-wise that you have to make a decision about additional money that you'd be working on. So you've got a lot of financial decisions to make this year, and particularly between October 21st and December 11th.
I hate to interrupt, friends, but we do have other callers. And, Kim, thank you so much for calling in.
Thanks.
All right. Eric, what callers do we have?
Well, let's go ahead and talk now to Katie in Seattle. Her birthday is July 30th, and she's 56 years old.
Okay. Hello, Katie. Welcome to the program.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. Do you have questions for Joe?
Yeah.
Basically finances.
Let's see, July. Finances look particularly good between September 20th and November 10th. That was an important time to take care of financial matters. And you're in a very healing year, a very productive year.
I'm sorry?
You're in a very healing year, very productive year.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like you're going to be extremely busy between February 25th and April 17th.
Mm.
Contact either with a large institution, a corporation, or even the government, perhaps. But it looks like you're in an extremely productive year. Nothing like last year.
Oh, wonderful.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Have a nice new year, Katie.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Cheers. Okay, let's go to our next caller.
Ted, we've only got about 4.5 minutes here, and we don't have another call lined up at the moment. So why don't we go ahead and continue with your discussion?
All right. Well, let me tell you a little bit about how I see the work that I'm doing. Each of us is here to learn certain lessons. The world is one big classroom, one big school. And we hear people saying, oh, boy, I just learned a lesson. Boy, was that a difficult lesson. Well, we go through lessons, and those lessons are here to define us and refine us so that we get closer to God, from my perception.
Very profound statement. Very profound.
So we're here for improvement, and most of us have a chance to have other life lessons. It's as if we're experiencing the lessons of another soul with each birthday. It's as if you step into another soul's shoes with each birthday and use their tools and their experiences and their means of doing things. Even if you are in a job that is a rut or in jail or wherever you are, most of us have less, and I see the lessons. Of course, I have to convert those lessons into finance. Is this a good time to buy or sell? Relationship issues, that sort of thing. I see the lessons that people have. I see your story, in other words.
Mm-hmm. Fascinating, Joe. You must have gained so much knowledge in the last 30 plus years doing this kind of work. And it's probably the kind of work too. You learn something new every day, don't you?
Absolutely. I'm still learning and I'm still improving. You know, that the teacher mm-hmm. learns from the student, and I have learned from my clients also. And the feedback that they give me. Whatever it is that you do, you try to get better at it. And even if you're retired, find things in that you want to work on, that you've put on the back burner, that you've been
Joe?
Meaning to do, and to take action.
Sure. I was wondering, I do have one caller who's been trying to call in. I just got a text message. Is it possible we can call her quickly in the last 2 minutes?
Or I can just do it over the air if you have her birthday.
Yeah, her name's, her name's Carol. Her birth date is November 2nd, and she's 59.
Well, she's kind of going through some things that you are. You have a lot in common.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. No, she's in a very productive year also for expanding in her in her career and in her social life. And in her creativity. Looks like a wonderful year creatively. And middle of the year, spring or summer, a very good time for relationship building.
I see. Okay. Well, I'm sorry. I made a mistake. It's November 8th, not November 2nd. November 2nd is my birthday. It's November 8th. My apologies.
November 8th is a woman who's very much into service, a teacher, a nurse, a doctor, is very inventive, very intuitive, and incredibly smart. And how old is she?
59.
She's 59. Okay. I kind of see her going through a difficult relationship. It's almost like she could use marriage counseling or a psychologist right now. And may need to take some legal action, I think, no later than June 5th or July 26th, to solve the problem, the emotional relationship that she's going through right now.
I see. All right. Do you see good things in her future?
And we're out of time, guys. We're going to have to wrap up.
All right. Well, Joe, I would like to talk to you off air in a few minutes, but thank you so much, everyone, for calling in. This is Out of This World with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting from the studios of KKNW, 1150 AM in Bellevue, and I hope you all have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.